Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. This is Damon, and I know it's been a couple weeks since we've recorded last, but we were really, really anticipating this next guest, someone that hasn't been on for a while, who, I mean, I hope you've recognized that this person hasn't been on for a while because he's had a little bit of a hiatus, but we are very fortunate and very glad that he's been able to have the feeling good and having the energy to come back.
Whoa,
on.
What so. A lead up. Drum roll, please.
Well, I mean, I'm excited to have you back.
It's good to be back.
It's been a little bit different not having you here. So welcome back, Kyle.
Hey, this should be a bubble. Oh, there's no bubbles. Wait. Look what I found in my bag this morning.
Oh, all right. So Kyle normally has this green bottle of bubbles, but I think they all dried out. So yeah. He actually found another bottle that has, this one actually has two loops where you can blow bubbles from, and the original one only had one. So
yes,
got double the bubbles.
That's
today.
Right.
It's a double bubble day because Kyle's back in the studio, so we could record this episode. But you know, the big reason that we wanted to have Kyle back on is because, you know, it has been a long journey, and we wanted to give an update and just share some of the things that have been going on, some of the reasons that we haven't been able to see him, and some of the things that the Lord has been doing. This is probably going to be a super, super long episode, so we've probably decided that we're going to cut it up into multiple episodes. So yeah, it's just, you know, how do you cram months long of journey into one episode of the podcast? So yeah, probably for the next few weeks we'll have Kyle on, and maybe we'll have other episodes in the mix too, but we'll just give Kyle a kind of a long runway to be able to share some of the things that the Lord has been leading in him, some of the things that have been going on, and just to be able to catch up, because it's been a while for most of us to have been able to see him or hear from him.
Yeah, hopefully we get Mimo in here for one of them at least, so she can give her perspective. Oh man, it's been a wild ride. Yeah, so I've been dealing with some pretty significant health issues since end of January, but it didn't start then. It started, you know, about a year and a half. It's been almost 2 years probably. Had ringing in my ears, tinnitus or tinnitus, depends how you want to pronounce it. And I've had that for decades. I have genetic hearing loss, so I have that ongoing. And I just thought it was the same kind of journey, that it was just shifting into a different sound, and it was just a little bit more annoying. But I kind of knew from doctors in the past that you kind of just have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. So I knew it had shifted and changed a little, and I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to have to deal with it. I could still manage it. It was much more annoying and loud in the quiet times. Mm-hmm. And before that, I would have that, but it was just like more of a subtle hum, or it wasn't super strong or annoying. So it was definitely becoming a challenge. And about, I would say last summer, it started getting more pronounced, and then into the fall, definitely, it started taking on a different, role. It started like really like wearing me out, and I just started getting really tired, and it was taking a lot of energy. Like, because when I would try to be quiet and just try to relax and be still, it actually was more work to try to sit in that noise than it was to just be busy. So I was either keeping myself busy so I didn't have to listen to it, or when I was trying to be quiet and be still, it actually was draining me more. And so it's funny, because like, I think it was in October, I finally just told God, I'm like, you got to like take this away. You got to heal me. Like, I can't listen to you, because every time I'm trying to be quiet and just sit in your presence, I can't hear you. And it was funny, because he said, oh, really? Like, you can't hear me? And I was kind of like, yeah, it's too hard. He goes, yeah, it is hard. It's harder to hear me, but you can still hear me. Mm. And when he said that, I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. And so I was even trying then to like, okay, I'm going to try to block out the noise and just focus. And actually, it made a shift. And so I was like, okay, that helped me for a few weeks. But then, you know, get into November, I started doing some like homeopathic treatments and trying to take some herbal things and doing some different diet things to try to see if that would help minimize the ringing. Into December, I kind of had my first kind of like nervous breakdowns episode at an, and one night, and I thought it was from the new herbal stuff I was taking, so I thought my body was reacting. But looking back, I'm pretty sure that was like one of the first signs, like, oh, you're starting to teeter on your systems not handling this very well. Fast forward to January, the first Monday of January, like January 3rd, I think, or 4th, something like that. That night when I went to bed, it had like a full blown, like my body just started shaking and I couldn't control it. And like my nervous system was just wigging out and it kind of freaked me out. And I was like, oh man, what? So I told Mimo in the morning what was going on. I told the directors at our meeting that next morning what was happening. And just doing that was a big relief and it actually felt good. I said, I just need to take a break and relax on some items. And so it was good. I didn't like stop everything, but that helped me for a little while. But as the month of January kept progressing, I just kept deteriorating inside and wasn't picking up on the signals either. So this whole journey, like basically from the fall on, I was like, instead of net positive flow, I was net negative on like my internal like capacity. And so it was a slow drain. And then by the end of January, my nervous system basically had shut down. Mm-hmm. And so I went to the doctor, got some medication, and that was a whole different journey.
Well, and then fortunately, one of the first diagnoses that you got, the doctor, you kind of misheard the doctor wrong, right? And that was actually a blessing, right? Can you share a little bit about that?
Which one is that?
The length of how long this might be.
Oh, well, that came later. Oh. But no, I do want to point out, like, along this journey, basically last summer, I started journaling again. I had been in Pastor Barry's Hearing God's Voice class. I was one of the table leaders about 2 years ago. I did it for a while, and then for some reason, I stopped, and I think actually it might have been our Africa trip, and then it was hard after that to kind of get back. I did some, but last summer, I got back in more of a regular routine again, and so I was doing that, and end of November when I was starting to struggle a little bit more with the ringing, God said, your healing is going to come soon. And when it comes, you'll understand the timing. Mm-hmm. And so I was holding on to that. I'm like, okay, like soon to me was like weeks or maybe a month. Right. I'm like, but so I was holding on to that. And then the day before I went to my doctor appointment, he told me in my journaling, I mean, I was not in a good place that day, but he told me, trust your doctor. And there was one other thing that I held on to. I can't remember right now, but that was significant too. Cause those next couple of weeks after that were really rough. And I had to keep holding on to, God told me that I'll understand the timing and then to trust my doctor. And I have to go back to my journaling for the next episode and yeah, remember what that was. But that was really significant because the medication I got put on, it helps with anxiety and depression. And I found out later from my doctor, it also helps with ringing in the ears. And so that's why she chose that one. But she told me in there, it's going to take a couple weeks to take effect. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's maybe what you're referring to. She did kind of mention that. I mean, and she said a 2 to 4 weeks. I think I just latched on to 2 weeks. But then, and she said, it's going to get worse before it gets better. And at that day, I'm like, whatever. Like, I'm in such bad shape. I don't have any other options. That first night wasn't so bad, but the second night rocked my world. I mean, I had like a full-blown panic attack. Didn't even kind of know. Like, I was in a state where I didn't even know where I was, so to speak. And I thought I might pass out. I didn't know. I felt like out of my body. I mean, it was just wild. And so for the next, I would say 5 days, the ringing got like painfully loud. And I was basically just almost like a zombie on the couch, just trying to like let time pass. And nights were tormenting. And yeah, it was, I call that my tormenting season. That was so bad.
Yeah. And even during that season, you weren't able to get rest, right? So sleeping at night was really difficult.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember talking to you, and one of the things that you said was like you wanted to sleep, not just for your body to be able to rest, but then because when you weren't sleeping, it was just like torment, right?
Oh, yeah.
It was just more to get the torment over, you know, like to not be tormented. But in addition, like you weren't able to sleep either, so you weren't getting any rest. And your body was worn down, and then it was just
like, oh, yeah,
worn down and torment at the same time.
And it's really interesting because Pastor Robert a couple of weeks ago was talking about like his suicide prevention thing that he's doing in Korea. And he had one phrase on the screen that really like hit home to me. It said, "I don't want to die. I just don't know how to live." Mm. And I got to that point a couple of times, that first week or 2 weeks. And it's weird. And I was like, I don't want to like kill myself. I don't want to think about suicide. But at this point, I'm out of options. I don't know what else to do because I can't function. And it's so miserable and painful to be alive that I don't know what else to do. And so, I mean, that's why I want Mimo to come in sometime and share her perspective. But she helped me through some hard times. But it's hard. It's hard to describe until you actually live through something like that.
And hopefully no one has to actually
live through that. And it's like, now I get what people are saying and what that phrase means. Mm-hmm. And now I really understand it. It's sad. It's really sad that a lot of people have that ongoing. So,
yeah. So in addition to the tinnitus, you shared some of the medication that they gave you was for depression and anxiety. So, you know, I was sharing with my small group to pray for you and kind of sharing a little bit about the tinnitus. And they were like, oh, some of the people had some experience with tinnitus, and they're like, yeah, when you have tinnitus, like your anxiety goes through the roof and everything. Mm-hmm. And so like that actually helped me to understand what you were going through a little bit better, because I haven't experienced that before. So I was just like, kind of just listening to how what you'd been sharing, but then hearing from other people too, it's like, oh man, it's kind of crazy what's going on.
Yeah. And I mean, now looking back at this type of ringing is tied in with my nervous system. Mm-hmm. So even right now, as we're talking, I can hear it in my ears, and it's not as bad as like a few months ago. If we would have talked this long, it would be like really loud and like driving me kind of crazy. And so my nervous system is gaining strength, but yeah, it's early on, like even simple things, just replying to an email, just looking at the TV for 30 seconds or whatever would like trigger my body. And so my nervous system would respond, and then like the ringing would just like respond with it. And in different ways and different sounds, some were high pitched and like nails on the chalkboard type of pain. And some were just like, just constant where you can't relax and like sleep or just rest on the couch. And yeah. And then it is really interesting. It was about 2 months into the journey when I was at my therapist, and I just asked her, I'm like, I'm having my nervous system reset, right? And she's like, yeah, no, that's a good way to look at it. And then she goes, don't feel insulted, but you're like a newborn baby, and you're having to relearn the world that you're in, because your nervous system had a reset. So it doesn't remember. Like, your brain knows all these things, but your nervous system has to kind of relearn it. And when she told me that, I was like, oh my gosh, I wish I would have known that like early on. But I don't know, that might have freaked me out too. Maybe it would have made it harder, but it made more sense. I'm like, why are these things like making me so anxious? Why are they like triggering me? Why do I have like freak out to like get in the car? Why, you know, all these different things. And and then like sleep schedule and just irritability and all these things. And I'm like, oh yeah. I'm like, and then when I said that, my wife was like, yeah, I've been living with like a newborn. You have this weird sleep schedule. You wake up on these certain patterns, just like a newborn does. And all that. And when you get tired, like it just goes out of control. And I'm like, yeah, it was a wild season.
Yeah. It's interesting too, how you're sharing about just even the things that, I mean, not that we take these things for granted, but things that we do all the time, like look at our phone, look at the TV, look, you know, drive in the car, you know, things that we are doing all the time, and how just this little change, or okay, not little change, this shift makes it so it's like, oh, even 30 seconds of that is kind of overwhelming, or, you know, being in the car, that's over, you know, it's just a very different experience. So can you share like where you're at right now?
Sure. Yeah, so it's been a long journey. I'm like about 4 months into it. The last month has been pretty good. Like I'm making good solid strides, and it's my capacity, like what I can handle. That's kind of the word I use. And the other word is inputs. Like I can only handle so many inputs, because like noise, visual, emotional, intellectual, like thinking about things, all of those take up like capacity in my nervous system. And so some I can handle more than others, but like at a certain point, like the ringing is one indicator, but then I just start feeling like tense or like even like anxiety starting to well up. And it's because my nervous system is kind of getting overwhelmed. And so then I have to like pause, take a break. And so now where I'm at is those durations are a lot longer than they were. Mm-hmm. And then like even the recovery time is a lot quicker. Like last night though, I didn't sleep very good. I did a lot the last few days. And like last night, I'm like, oh, I'm going to try a little bit different. I'm not going to wind down as long as I usually do to go to bed. I want to see how I can handle it. And yeah, I didn't handle it that good.
But well, you still made it in to record, so.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been sleeping that great anyways, but it was just a different, and so now I know, like, okay, I'm not quite to that level yet. Mm-hmm. But even simple things like that, like I have this routine, and it shifts gradually, but the gains I'm making are weekly, not daily, mm-hmm. right? And so, like last week I'm better than I was last week, and that's good. Next week I'm hopefully doing more things than I'm doing this week, but it's not like tomorrow and then that's going to stick and I'm going to keep climbing. It's definitely more of like a weekly gain, but I'm able, like the last two Sundays, I was able to hang out at church afterwards and talk to some people, which I couldn't do before. And, but even those, I can do it for a little while and then I can start feeling it in my body. Like, okay, like you're reaching your limit. Call it quits and don't overextend. I can to an extent, but then I pay for it later and it's, mm-hmm. I have to kind of then recover more. So definitely learning my body and learning what I can handle and what I can't. But, yeah, that's, I mean, early on, I thought I was going to recover a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. And so I was pushing myself, like, I want to get better. So if I push myself, I'm going to get better faster. So that was my mentality. And then hearing about like that from my therapist, and she said it's like 3 to 6 months for like a reset, and I'm like, okay, well, okay, that helps me a little bit, but all right, I'm gonna shoot for the 3 months. I'm gonna try and push. And so I've been my own worst enemy in some ways, but sometimes I, you know, pushing is good because I had to like kind of move past certain things. But then recently I found out that was just for the reset. That was just to kind of get your feet under you. It takes longer to kind of get back to your full mm-hmm. capabilities. And so that kind of helped a lot to take the pressure off myself recently. But I'm also seeing that I definitely have my feet under me and I'm making good progress now. So it's encouraging. It's just, it's still a little ways to go.
Yeah. It's interesting too, because, you know, we used to talk a lot about like teaching our kids about delayed gratification and things like that. But then to see like how much of that is in us too, right? Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, I want this right now, right now, right now. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, but what if the Lord's timing is different, mm-hmm. right? And so I feel like that's been one of the things that's kind of stood out to me in your journey, is like the Lord's timing and everything, mm-hmm. and seeing that. And I feel like as much as, you know, just for all of us in our daily lives, like we want things now, we want things now, we want things now. I think one of the highlights for me in my own journey too has just been the Lord's timing. And the mm-hmm. Lord knows the right timing for everything. Even when we're trying to push through it, it's like sometimes his timing is going to take a little bit longer, mm-hmm. but then the fullness of what he's doing wouldn't have been revealed if it came right now.
Yeah,
because certain things take time to weave together and, you know, everything's gotta connect. I think one of the cool things that's been happening though too, Kyle, in your journey is like, I feel like in God's timing, he's like even going backwards in time to bring up stuff from the past that he's brought healing towards. And I feel like that's been something that, you know, as we continue as a church going down these roads of recognizing, you know, just the ways that are how we grew up or just different things that have happened to us mm-hmm. over our lives have affected us. I feel like that's something that's been a highlight too, is just like, can you share a little bit about some of the things that the Lord has brought through this season that he's brought healing to that you, I mean, I think some of it you hadn't even thought about in years, but, and you probably, at least in our talking, it doesn't seem like those things would have been addressed had it not gotten to where it was. So can you share a couple of those things?
Yeah. Before I do that, let me also give an insight that God gave me recently about like my healing process. Like if I would have thought of this early on, it probably would have been helpful too, that if I had like a quick recovery and my system responded really fast, then that means it could also crash really fast. And so that's why it, now looking back, I'm like, oh yeah, the all last fall, I was kind of like slowly deteriorating without like recognizing. And so it makes more sense now that it's just like a slow journey upward, because I have days that are harder, but now they don't go back very far. Mm-hmm. But if it was like such so volatile, it would be, we would all be in bad shape every day. So now I really appreciate the way God has designed our nervous system to handle like stressful weeks, because it's not going to like submerge us, but it's like you can't sustain it for a long period. So I'm really gaining insight on that, and it's been helpful. But yeah, to go backward, yeah, like the, I mean, we could do a whole episode on that part too, but the first night I took the medication, it gave me some weird dreams. And then I woke up and I was kind of like, whoa, what's going on? And then I had this weird feeling in my stomach, like a real, like a knot in my stomach. And as soon as I recognized that, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's like, I had a serious stomach issue when I was in my freshman year of high school, ended up having to have surgery. It was a traumatic year. I was on like a liquid diet the whole year. But once I got through that, I had surgery, and then I was able to eat normal again. I kind of just left that season in the dust, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm good now. And I had a great rest of my high school and moving on, and you know, some complications from it, but not, you know, nothing too serious. But that night I reckon, I'm like, oh my gosh, that feels like how I felt when I was going through that journey. Mm-hmm. And so I recognized, like, because we had been talking about old wounds, and in a prayer ministry, we talk about like different memories from the past and how that can like affect us. So I recognized that, and I'm like, oh, that's Mike from my teenage self. Mm-hmm. Like that's, he's like kind of, I felt like he was kind of like acting out right now. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting. I had this kind of conversation with my younger self to let go of that tension, and that, because he kind of didn't know what was going on either. And then to give it to Jesus. And then it was interesting because he goes, no, if I do that, you're going to forget about me again. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay. No, to prove that I won't, I'm going to get up right now out of bed and I'm going to journal what just happened. And so I did. I got up and journaled. Da, da, da. And then I felt like he was able, like my, that memory was able to be released. And then my stomach, like it was like really severe, and it was able to kind of relax. So there was this whole journey over the next couple weeks with that memory or that season in my life. Mm-hmm. And then it came to the point in a short story, it was Pastor Barry came over and I was explaining to him what had been transpiring. This is like 2 weeks into it. I had been at my parents' house the day before, and I just told my mom, I'm like, I'm just having all these thoughts and remembrances about that year. Can you like walk me through it again? And as she was describing certain things and certain doctor appointments and certain diagnosis and different things, and all of a sudden I just started like bawling. And I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot about that. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. Like I got to the point where I was not almost dead, but not far from it either. Like I was so deteriorated. I was so skinny, so frail, like hardly any nutrients. And it was, I kind of just discounted that as like, oh, I made it through and I'm good. Mm-hmm. And it was, so I was meeting with Pastor Barry at my house, and then he ended up kind of leading me through a prayer, and he had me as my adult self talk to my teenage self. Like, and then there's some interaction or some exchanges. And then basically he said, hey, adult Kyle, what do you want to say to your teenage self? Mm. And I just, all of a sudden, the thought came to my head, I'm proud of you. Mm. And I just started weeping. And I said it like, I don't know, probably 7-8 times out loud. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. And it really was healing in the sense that I forgot how much I fought in that season and what I had to endure and how painful it was. And I kind of just moved on once I got healed from surgery. And it was very powerful in the sense that I was able to recognize and even hold on to. Oh, my mom told me the day before, she's like, yeah, you were such a fighter. And the doctor said that too, like you were such a fighter. And then I even like, okay, I'm going to fight through this season right now. So I kind of like, hey, I learned how to be a fighter in that season. I'm going to like tap into that, and I'm going to honor my younger self mm-hmm. for what I endured. And so that was unexpected, but it was cool how God, even in this hard season right now, he brought like more healing and redemption of that season from close to 40 years ago, 35 years ago.
Yeah, so then that part, or you were able to kind of bring redemption and healing for that time of your life and recognize how much of a fighter you are. I think it's been interesting because, you know, that fighting spirit has come out in this season, but the Lord has been kind of shaping it in a different way, right? And so trying to show you a different way to fight than you had in the past. Things like, you know, setting boundaries or things. It's a different form of fighting than you had in the past, where it's just push through. But it's a similar, like, a sense, because you have to be firm in your identity to be able to, you know, make some of those boundaries and say, okay, I'm not able to push past this. I know if I do, then, you know, it's not going to be good. I need to take a break, or you know, standing firm in some of those different things. Mm-hmm. So it's been cool to see how the highlight of, you know, being a fighter and being proud of that time in your life has kind of shaped up in this season, but it's just being, you know, the Lord is showing you a different way to do it.
Yeah. And it was, I think right after I got that sense, like from my mom, and like honoring that fighting spirit, God told me in some journaling, but fight, it's funny, fight with peace. Like, don't fight against peace, but more like fight by utilizing peace. And I was like, okay, that's different. Like, I don't have much peace right now because of the ringing. But then he was, on this whole journey, he's been teaching me, like, those first few weeks, like, okay, your ringing is like berserk right now, but remember what I told you back in October, you can still talk to me and you can still hear me. It's just going to take a lot more work. And so there were some days where I'm like, I don't even know how I heard his voice in the midst of all of that suffering and pain and what anguish and even fatigue, but I was able to. So then that was kind of, it was all starting to shape together, like, okay, fight by utilizing peace. I'm like, okay, I need to usher in peace, even though I don't have peaceful circumstances. I need to learn how to do that. And so that was cool that he was showing me how to fight in a different way. Yeah.
Oh, I got so caught up in what you were saying, because that was pretty awesome. But, you know, I had somewhere else that I wanted to go with that. Oh, okay. So since we're, you know, I feel like this episode, we're kind of talking more about the physical stuff and, you know, kind of sprinkled in some of the insights or the things that you've been learning. And probably in the next episode or one of the future episodes, we'll kind of dive more deeply into some more of the insights and things. But I think one of the cool things that you kind of showed me, some cool things that you've been seeing in the physical recently. You had some kind of testing that you did, some brainwave testing.
Oh, yeah. Right? Okay, sorry. I'm like, you got to give me a little more than that.
Okay, sorry. He had some cool brainwave testing, and he was showing me some of these, the results. But it was interesting because one of the ways that the doctor kind of reviewing the results said, like, asked you if you had a traumatic brain injury.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because it's like she was able to recognize that because you did have one.
Yeah.
But then also to see, like, oh, the Lord is even bringing healing to that after years and years and years and years of living with the results of that, too.
Yeah.
Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, so this is good. This goes back to the very first doctor appointment, where I trust my doctor, right? So she's like, okay, I want you to see a therapist, too, because just the condition I was in, just hopeless and just so run down. So she's like, it was good. She goes, okay, do you want a referral or do you want to go just out of pocket? And we're like, my wife works in the medical field. She's like, let's just go out of pocket because referrals, it just takes too long. We need to get something going soon. And I was in agreement. So she referred us to a couple places, and one of them is more like neuropsychology. And because of my past, like, I've had a traumatic brain injury, and then this being in, like, tinnitus is tied in with the brain and like hearing and different things, we thought that'd be the best option. So a couple weeks later, we got into the first appointment, and then she scheduled me the next week to come back for another appointment, and then I did an EEG. So they put on this headband, and you it's like an app on like a tablet, and you do certain functions. You close your eyes, you open your eyes, and they move the probe into different parts of your brain, and then they're recording the brain waves that are happening. And then some, you just focus on an object and you just stare at it. And then there's like a game at the end where you kind of test your like reflexes and your quickness.
And some Kyle's really good at the game.
I'm good at that one. But then that test for like ADHD or ADD, like if you can stay focused, because there's things flying across the screen, but you have to still do these certain tasks. And so we did that and I got the results a couple weeks later and it was like, oh man, like my brain activity is not that healthy. Like there's over functioning a lot in certain ways and under functioning a lot. Like darker red and darker blue means over functioning and under functioning. So kind of like Pastor Barry's talk about the soul, yeah. Under functioning, over functioning. It was like an insight into my brain and how that was happening. But we progressed on about, I think it was about six to eight weeks later, we did a follow-up because we thought, I talked to my therapist and she goes, yeah, it'd be good to do another one to see how it's, because I felt a lot better. Mm-hmm. Those first weeks were really traumatic and I was not in a good headspace. So I got the next ones and yeah, I did the same test and that day I didn't have a good day either, which was very interesting. I told her that and she goes, yeah, but your brain doesn't respond that quickly. Like it's not just because you had a bad day doesn't make the brain waves all of a sudden get really bad. And that's what kind of was giving me this insight to like the long journey. Mm-hmm. So that was another part of it. But we went over the results like the next week and she showed me the difference of like where I was, like how much the dark blue had either made it into light blue or even green is more healthy. It's more balanced. And then the dark reds had turned into softer reds or some green. And yeah, and then I met with like the technology or the, I don't remember what she was, but she's the one that actually like programs the app because I started doing neurofeedback. So after that second one, she said, my therapist said, it'd be good for you to try this neurofeedback. So what that is I wear that same headband and then they have a program. It's like an app, like a game I do on my phone. And it's trying to retrain my brain. So kind of like what Pastor Ross was talking about new pathways and new things.
Neuroplasticity.
Yep. I'm trying to do that right now where I'm trying to raise my theta waves and lower my beta waves on my right side of my brain. And so by doing that, it's supposed to balance out those over-functioning and under-functioning areas. And then that will help on the left side as well. And so So I was getting set up the day of my first session of that. And then the girl that was helping me, she was explaining it to me and she's like, oh yeah. And then she just asked me out of the blue. She's like, have you had a traumatic brain injury before? I'm like, oh yeah. When I was in high school before my senior year, I actually had brain surgery. I hit heads in a water skiing accident in my left temple area. And then I had a subdermal hematoma of brain bleed under my skull and I had to get airlifted. And so that's a different story, but she recognized it on the way my left brain is functioning. She's like, oh yeah, by your scans, I would say that you would have had a traumatic brain injury in the past. And I was like, oh really? And so
she actually identified where, like yeah. On the scan, she's like, oh, it yeah, would be in this you, area.
Because of this
your brain,
area, yeah. Then that would indicate to me that you've had a traumatic brain injury on your left side. And so I'm like, oh, okay. So yeah, and like that's 30.
So just a long time ago.
I know what you, it was 1992 because it was the Dream Team basketball, the Barcelona. I'm like, that's the summer it was. So okay, you do the math. A long time ago. And, you know, I've had some complications and I get headaches or I have certain things, but praise God that I didn't have severe like brain issues. But yeah, now in this, like if we're able to help like retrain my brain, that neuroplasticity, I'm actually get like healing from that injury I had way back then that's just kind of been there. Mm-hmm. And I might actually be able to function better because of this other stuff I'm going through. I'm actually dealing with a problem that's been there and not aware of.
Yeah, just something that was there and you kind of dismissed it because it seemed like you were functioning fine.
Yeah.
But then when you actually look at the scans and what was actually going on, it's like, oh, there's actually more stuff going on than I was even aware of.
And it's interesting because the homeopathic guy was going to refer me to a neurochiropractor. Mm-hmm. So they have like a neurochiropractor specialist in here in Long Beach. And I went to him in early January. And he did this full assessment of me, and he saw the same thing. Yeah, my right side is underfunctioning, which is my left brain, in certain ways. And they can tell by, he did certain tests, and like my eyes too. My eyes would follow in different ways, and like the one side was a little bit slower than the other side. And so like even back then he was picking up on there were some deficiencies, and I'm like, oh, okay. But then the brain scan kind of like highlighted it with more data or scientific data.
Yeah, so it's cool to see how even in this season the Lord is like highlighting these things from 30 plus years ago that have, not to say they haven't been addressed, but kind of been more like put on the back burner or kind of put in, you know, and he's saying like, we're going to bring healing to that now.
Yeah, or just not even know that there was that much of a deficiency. I mean, okay, my wife would probably, oh yeah, you're very, we see it all the time at home, but it's, you know, I give God so much praise that I didn't have long-lasting severe brain trauma injury, you know, from that incident. I had a doctor in our group, and they knew right away, like, oh, this is serious. He's got to get to the hospital right away. And so, I mean, just even that kind of time frame kept me from, like, major things. So I've had brain scans and EEGs in the past, too, where, like, it's normal in the sense that there's nothing major, but this is like checking the brain waves, like specifically for functioning, it's showing that, oh, it's under functioning.
Yeah. It just seems like it's like God is bringing like this holistic healing.
Seriously.
To you, whether it's like emotional stuff that you might not have remembered about, whether it's like the actual physical things, like rewiring your brain waves and your brain pathways and all that stuff. It's like the Lord's bringing like this very holistic healing.
Oh man, we haven't even scratched the surface of the spiritual side yet either. There's like all these different things, and I know in a future episode we can do that, but yeah, it's funny because then I go back to that journal entry from November of like, your healing is coming soon and you'll understand the timing. And I think even understand the timing, some things early on, I thought, okay, this is the timing. And then it's like later, I'm like, oh no, this is probably the timing. And I think it's accumulation thing of like, there's these different reasons for these different things happening. It's like, oh, there's this season that he's got me in. And so the timing is because he's shifting things in a different, in a pretty significant way. And old things had to be dealt with and cleaned up. And in his grace, he's doing that. It's not the way I would have chose. Oh, that's what the other one was, the day before the doctor appointment. Is trust your doctor, and she's the path she's going to choose is not the path you would have chosen for yourself. And so I had to hold on to that tight, like those first weeks. I'm like, oh my gosh, I would not put myself through this. And this whole journey, I'm like, God, why are you putting me through this? And then as it's kind of lifting, I'm like, oh, I can see now the why, and I'm actually grateful for it.
Yeah, it's funny that the word soon was in there, right?
Yeah. Because
if you watch The Chosen, which hopefully you have, if you haven't, we want to recommend watching The Chosen, but they have a joke in The Chosen about that word soon, because, you know, for a lot of people, when you think of soon, you're thinking,
imminent.
Oh, a day, 2 days, a few days, right? But soon could be, it depends on what perspective it is, right? Because, you know, my kids the other day were talking about time, and they're like, yeah, for God, one day is like 1,000 years. And, you know, and it's like, so what is soon? If one day and 1,000 years are equivalent, right? It's like, it could be a month, it could be a year, and that could still be soon if you're thinking about it in terms of eternity.
Yeah.
How long eternity?
This will be a little teaser. We'll have to talk about my special watch on the next episode, and that can tease people to listen to the next one. I have a very unique, one-of-a-kind special watch, and I'll explain it on the next episode.
Which I thought, I mean, when he walked in today, he was wearing it, and I was like, what's the watch about? And he's like, I told you about it. I was like, you told me about a lot of stuff. There's so much stuff. I probably forgot.
But yeah, and it's funny, in this journey, God's given me that soon or those type of words several times. And I'm like, but God, I want to know when. And he goes, but if I tell you when, then there's no faith involved. Mm. He's like, you need faith to persevere onto when it's going to happen. And I was like, early on, I was like frustrated. Like, that's not fair. Like, just tell me. And then as he had that happen over and over, I'm like, oh yeah, you're right. This is actually building my faith. okay, I'll hold on to your timing. You understand, and you'll still. I'm still waiting on a few things. I'm like, man, I thought it would have happened by now, mm-hmm. but I'm like, okay, but it's okay. I'm still anticipating it, but I just don't know when that is gonna, excuse me, actually happen. But I've had to hold on to it in faith, and it's been a season of a lot of growth.
Yeah, and it's interesting how you've been, you know, we're talking about soon and the timing of things, and, you know, talking about, you know, you recognizing, like, I feel like I'm like a newborn baby, right? It's like, yeah, for a newborn baby, soon is like right now,
yeah.
right? And
yeah.
and so it's good that, okay, not good, but it's probably important that you're a full-grown adult at this time, right, where you're able to recognize some of those things.
I don't know. I think I'm a teenager still. Like, I have my tantrums, and I don't handle things that well. No, I'm closing in on adulthood, I think.
But just to be able to recognize that soon can mean immediate, but it also doesn't need to mean immediate either.
I think that's what's been really challenging on this whole journey, is that all along my mind has still been like an adult, but my nervous system has been in these growth stages. And so that it's having this disconnect of, but I know what I'm supposed to do, or I know the way I'm supposed to react, yet my body doesn't respond. Like early on, driving was like, I know I can get in the car and drive. I know how to drive still, but my body's like, I don't want to go. I don't want to get in the car. It's like anxious, like generating. And man, there's been these up and down movements in my recovery. About a month ago, I kind of bottomed out on this hypersensitivity to sound. So I was having progress, and I'm like, okay, I'm getting better. I can handle more things, and doing things actually like destimulated the sound. And so I was like, oh, that's good. And then I got to this place where it was right around Easter, I think, or right before Easter. All of a sudden, a certain sound started becoming more pronounced and like harder to handle. And it got to the point where I'm like, I'm going to avoid those because I just can't handle them very well. But then the more I avoided, the more even just the sound of them. So one was at the fridge noise.
I was just going to talk to you about that one. It's like, how can you avoid that one?
Right? And it was like, it's our kitchen backs up to our living room. We have a small house. So I'm sitting there in the living room, and I'm like, oh, that fridge noise. And everybody's like, what? And then they have to listen like closely, and they're like, oh yeah, I kind of hear it. But I'm like, to me, it sounded like it was on like super high, like level 8 on a volume or something. And I'm like, that, you guys don't hear that? That doesn't drive you crazy? And I knew in my head, like before, I would hear it, but it never bothered me. That like floor fans, the vent fan in our bathroom, things that were consistent and like persistent, they would like make my tension and anxiety just well up. And so I had to go like in the kids' room or our bedroom and just, the dryer and the washer, like those noise, all those things, the dishwasher. I mean, it got to the point where it was debilitating, where like I just wanted to be outside on a walk, but then I could only walk so much because then I was tired out. And there was weeks I averaged 20,000 steps a day for a couple different weeks. I think my highest day, I don't know if I topped 30, but I got to like 28 or something. Like, it was just because I needed to do that because I couldn't handle certain situations. But I'll share about that in the next episode, that it bottomed out like 4 weeks ago when God kind of confronted me about a certain fear and things. And I was like, it got me to a place I needed to be. And then he's done some pretty awesome things since then. But holy moly, that journey, it was like a three-week journey, like decline into like hypersensitivity. And if I'm getting like prophetic words from people that are praying for me, oh, God's fine-tuning your hearing, he's da-da-da, and all these, I'm like, okay, yeah, I think that's true too, but this is just miserable. Mm-hmm. And it's like the things that you would take for granted, just and like car noise, like being like that hum of a car noise was like painful for me. And I'm like, I don't even want to go out. I don't want to do anything. And yeah, God used that to get me to a place of brokenness and desperation. I'll leave it at that. But it was where I needed to get to. And I had to get there on my own. Mm-hmm. And it was a good turning point.
Yeah, I think one of the things that keeps coming up is this term, like, boot camp, right? It's been like boot camp for Kyle. So it's like in boot camp, right, they kind of break you down first, and then they train you up the way you're supposed to go, right? Yeah. And so I think that's been something that's been unique about this situation, right? It's like, okay, it's been difficult.
Mm.
God's definitely been showing up. God's been definitely been doing things, but yeah, it's been difficult. But then now that things are semi-turning the corner, it's like he's showing you a whole new way to live that's very different than the way that it was before.
Yeah.
Can you, as we're, I mean, we're getting closer on time for this episode, and we'll continue on in another episode. But before we sign off, I was like, I feel like we need to leave our people with something. And it's the thing that keeps coming to mind is just this new way that you're living of like checking in with the Lord on each thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into that because I think it ties in with that whole turning okay. point. So that's I'll talk about the boot camp part, but that other part's too much. I think we'll save that.
Okay.
But the boot camp thing, yeah, it's interesting. A military aspect has showed up early on. I had some people come over and pray for me like on day 3 or 4, and they got an image of me being carried on a stretcher, like a gurney, off of the battlefield. So it was like a military thing. Like you're coming off the battlefield. So I mean that's not a pleasant picture. Like you can't walk off. You're not. I mean you're having to be carried off. And so, it was comforting in the sense like, okay, I need to now go into the infirmary and I need to be taken care of. And so that was the sense like, okay, early on, like you're wounded, you need to be taken care of. And so I was like, okay, I was holding on to that. And then at a certain point, I don't know, maybe 3-ish, 4 weeks in, then God shifted me to like, okay, you're not in boot camp anymore. You're in rehab. So you've shifted out of the hospital portion and now you're in the rehab center. So you need to get back into, you know, condition and shape. And then just recently, kind of tied in with that thing 4 weeks ago, it was, okay, you're not in rehab anymore. Now you're in basic training or boot camp. And then he told me, he's like, it's going to be intense. It's going to be hard, but to get you to where I want you to go, you have to go through this part. And it made sense. And I couldn't have handled boot camp early. I had to wait to get to a certain point. But it was good. He showed me too, like even in the rehab and in the infirmary, he was still giving me things. And then there was things I was learning about myself that were, because I was kind of like, well, this has these last 2.5 months been a waste? I mean, I've just been kind of treading water. And he's like, no, all that stuff you've learned, actually you're going to utilize as you go forward. But you're going to utilize it from a different perspective and in a different way. So you used it in that way from your own perspective, and that got you to this point. But to get to where I want to go, you kind of got to leave your own path behind, and you got to start following me in a different way. And it made sense, and it's making sense, but it's, yeah, it's a challenging, call he's put me in, but it's good. I look forward to sharing some of that.
Yeah, and I think that's a good place for us to leave off this episode. This Sunday is Testimony Sunday, right? And I think you might be hearing a little bit more.
Yeah, I feel like God wants me to share something. So I think you'll get a little bit more of what I might share in the next episode, but then we'll go much deeper
on that. And then in our next episode together, we will definitely go deeper and kind of bring out some of the insights and the highlights that the Lord has been kind of teaching and showing Kyle too. Yeah. So yeah, today was more like the physical stuff and just to give an update of where he's at right now. And it's, you know, definitely been good to, it's been good to see him more often at church and, you know, being able to stick around a little bit longer and to see him continuing to grow in his capacity, and we'll hopefully continue.
Yeah. I mean, just so people know, it's been a really it's been a big struggle of like like I said, my mind knows I want to be back and be around people and do things that I used to do, but my body just can't. And so that's like, it's hard mentally. And so even just the last several weeks going to church and saying hi to people and talking, it's like, oh, it's so life-giving. And I'm an introvert. Like I can handle being by myself, but oh man, this season has been a challenge for an introvert too. But it's good. God's definitely got a plan, and yeah, we'll see how it unfolds.
All right. Do you have any kind of last words or last thoughts for this episode before we sign off?
No, I mean, I think one thing I think a future episode in the future episodes we'll talk about just slowing down, quieting ourselves in our society is so busy. Having your phone, TV, everything stripped away where like I would look at my phone and I would be like, I don't even want to look at it. I don't want to touch it. Like the TV would be on there. I'm like, I don't even want to turn it on. Mm-hmm. I have no desire because I know it's going to be bring me pain. But it's funny now that I'm getting further along, it's like some of the same pull is like, oh, you could just go do this. You could just distract yourself. You could, and it's like, oh my gosh, some of that stuff is so ingrained. Mm-hmm. I thought after like months away from it, it would just kind of like not have that hold anymore. So I definitely want to talk through that, that aspect in the future.
All right. Well, I gave you a chance to say final words. So now I can close.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. You better not jump in. Like
I'm almost, I'm almost.
All right. Well, you know, Kyle, it's always good to have you back in studio. I've definitely missed having you around and, you know, just having that third voice when we have guests on too. It's definitely been a lot more difficult for me to.
It feels good to be here. So I'm happy.
So I'm definitely really happy that you're able to come back. And
I'm looking forward to not just being about me. So I want to do these because I want to give people an insight and stuff, but I want to have other guests and have fun with that too.
We're definitely going to start having more. We've been having a lot of guests, but we're definitely
going to be a part of it now.
We're definitely going to continue having guests on. So, you know, like we always say, if you want to come on, let us know. If you want to come on and chat with Kyle too, you can come on. Maybe one of these coming weeks we'll get Brett on to.
Yeah, I mean, the people that listen, if you've had similar journeys, we can talk through your story too.
So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting next few weeks as we kind of dive more deeply into this. There might be a monologue episode coming up soon because Brandon has kind of challenged me to do a monologue one, and I think I have something that I want to talk about, but we'll see. So. Yeah, if you want to hear that, then let me know, and maybe that will come on soon, too. But anyway, it's been good to have you back, Kyle, and we're looking forward to these next few episodes. Hopefully, we'll get Mimo on, too. So,
yeah, that was fun to be here. Thanks.
All right, well, for all you listeners, thanks for listening. We appreciate all of you, too. And until next time, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season.